This is a real story, though it turned out to be part of a social experiment by the Washington Post about perception, taste, and priorities. It raises such a question. If we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world playing some of the best music ever written, how many other beautiful things are we missing?